That's exactly where I needed to be right now. Thank you. Okay. How many of you are enjoying summer? Maybe. You know, the thing about summer, at least for me, it always represents that time where people take off, take a break from the norm of their life, the normal. We have a new normal. I don't know how it relates now. But we take time to rest. We take time to go on vacation, do something different than the day-to-day that we always do. So this morning I want to speak to you about this word. Maybe. Okay. Let's try it one more time. There we go. The word rest. So this is a little bit of participation on your part. When you think about the word rest, what does it look like? What does it feel like? What does it mean to you? How does it play out in your life? How do you perceive it? Any one of those ways that you connect. And then, if you're brave, just share how you see it. Put your hand up. Speak it up. What is rest for you?
Reading the Word.
Reading the Word. Okay.
Just having peace with that God's got it under control.
Having peace with God.
Do something fun.
Doing something fun.
Sitting in the backyard listening to the birds.
Sitting in the backyard listening to the birds. Okay. Well, I have some images here, and maybe you can relate to some of them. Some of us like to go outside, sit in the sun, enjoy the birds, maybe even read, have a beverage. Some of us just want to be outside, be at a different vantage point. Some of us just like to sit inside in a comfy place with the Word, with a book, with a cup of coffee. Or some of us just see rest as what it is, rest. A nice nap. Here's my image of rest. A beautiful tropical lake, body of water, palm trees, a hammock. And in this case, I should have shaved my legs. But rest, it's different from the norm. And rest is something that is very important to God. We have an idea in our culture that's really counter-rest. So we're going to do a little quiz here this morning. I want you to be honest with yourself. There's 10 questions. You give the answers to yourself, and I'm not going to ask you to share. So you can be totally honest, okay? This quiz is for the workaholic, okay? So here's if you know if you're a workaholic. Are you always in a hurry? Okay. Do you use a day off to catch up on unfinished work?
Yeah.
Has more than one person ever told you to slow down? Do you feel guilty when you relax? Okay. Do you forget, ignore, or minimize celebrations such as birthdays, reunions, anniversaries, or holidays? Do you leave your cell phone on at church or wherever you are, just in case you receive a text message or phone call? Do you spend a lot of time mentally planning and thinking about the future, even while tuning out what's the here and now? So some of you may have already tuned out. Do you have to get sick to take time off? Is the future a constant worry for you even when things are going very well? And have your long hours hurt your family or other relationships? Now, here's the answer. If you said yes to even three of these, there's an indicator there's a problem. And please understand, because most of us are retired does not mean you can't be a workaholic. Okay? Just because you're not going to a job, is this affecting you every day? So it's something to think about. This is very much our culture, right? Work hard, get ahead, that type of thing. Do it all. My touch scripture this morning is, He offers a resting place for me in His luxurious love. That's from Psalms 23, verse 2 from the Passion Translation. He offers each of us a resting place in his luxurious love. So what is God's perspective on rest? Well, if we go right to the beginning, the first time it's rest is mentioned, when is it mentioned? And who is resting?
God.
It says, after he created everything, including man, he rested from all his work. We came in on the sixth day, and guess what our next day was?
Rest.
And get this, in Genesis 2, verses 3 and 4 talks about it. It says that he rested from all his work and he blessed that day and made it holy. He blessed rest. Have you ever thought about rest as being blessed? And here's the other thing, and holy. Rest is blessed and it's holy. God rested and he modeled it for us. He modeled it for Adam and Eve right off the bat. When you're done, you rest. It is holy. So if you're busier than God, meaning you're not taking a rest, there's a problem. Rest is blessed and holy. And when we don't rest, we don't enter into the blessing. It's because it's there. It's not that God's removed it. It's just you got to stop long enough to experience it. Rest is important to God. So there is a difference. Okay, I'm sorry, I forgot my title there. Rest in my love. Settle in. So most of us are living this way, stressed, busy. Got to do something. What's the next thing to do? What's coming up? The stress. Got to get this done. That is working. I'm going to be honest. This morning I had a little bit of a stressful morning. I was well on time, and then I had to do a little something, and my password wouldn't work, and so then I had to go do something else because and so then I go get a coffee because I need a coffee now. And I'm a little stressed, and I'm on my way here, and I turn the corner, and my little thumb drive falls out that has my PowerPoint on it somewhere between the seats, so I get here, and I'm in white pants, trying not to touch, and looking for this. I just couldn't find it, so now I drive home because my computer's on. You get the picture, right? Yeah. It doesn't take much to sometimes stress us out. So I arrived stressed and just stopped and said, wait a minute. Isn't it just like the messenger speaking this morning? Stop. Rest. Have you ever noticed something? That when you're having those stressful moments or a stressful day, you just can't figure something out, that if you just go have a good night's sleep, like shut your mind off, forget about it, what's it like the next day? We go from being stressed to being blessed when we take that rest, when we stop. Stop our fretting and our fussing. Now, how many of you have ever had a small child in your world that needed to have a nap or go to bed? And they so needed it because they were cranky and crabby and fussy and fighting and what, you know? Something like this. Wrong, right? And we all know that all they need is that rest, is that sleep, and their whole world is going to become something better. But they fight it. Well, sometimes we do that. We resist rest. And when we resist the rest, it really is a sign of immaturity. God says this to us. Maybe. Maybe not. There it is. Be still and know that I am God. Be still. Well, I did a little word study on that. And I'm going to read them to you rather than show them to you because it's a long list. It means to slacken, cease, consume, draw away, or draw like when evening draws near. It means to fail, be faint, to wax like the moon, be feeble, forsake, idle. I think of a car, idling, just staying in one spot. It means to leave to let alone, to let go, let down, be slack, stay, be still, be slothful. Ooh, that's not a good word, be slothful. That's not us. Be weaker, be weaker. The whole point is, it's not about your strength and your ability. It's about stopping and recognizing that you need to be still. And it's in your stillness we can connect with God. When you stop all your, be still. And it's more than just a gentle suggestion in this scripture. See, in the context of this psalm, in Israel is a time of trouble and war. So the meaning comes with cease your striving. Stop. Stop fighting. Stop fearing. Go slack. Don't worry if the world thinks you're a sloth. You're stopping and resting in the love of God. You're taking time to rest, not only physically, but rest and listen to God. Taking time to remind yourself who God is. That word, be still and know. I hope I pronounce it right, Crystal. That word know is yada. Yada. It's the same word used in Genesis 4:1 when it says Adam knew Eve and she conceived. It comes with an understanding of intimately knowing somebody. God says, be still and know me intimately. And when you understand, when you know God intimately and what he has done for you and will continue to do for you, you can rest because he's got your back. He's got it covered. You can just let go and live in the blessing. My message this morning comes out of my own experience, so understand that I'm preaching to myself. But I figure if I go through it, usually other people do too. The word that came to me was resting in his love. Now, when I was sick there and hadn't been feeling well for a few days and then being hospitalized and trying, then afterwards, you know, when I was released, trying to get back at her and get going again. And that time that I was sick was actually supposed to be my vacation. And so after those days were done, I came back into the office and I thought, I'll just get right back at it. And I need to keep moving and keep going. But you know what? I lost strength really quickly. It was challenging. And I got a little frustrated. My thoughts were angry. And I went back to God after one of the days. I left early from work. I mean, one day, a couple days, it was just like, ugh. And I got frustrated with God. I was angry. And I said to him, what's going on here? I'm a woman of faith. I can walk in this. And the Lord, and I didn't say it nicely, I kind of barked it out. And when I stopped barking and just stopped and was still and listened, he just said to me, rest in my love. What do you mean, rest in my love, Lord? I don't know what that means. I love you. You know I love you. What do you mean, rest in my love? I don't know. What is that? I love you. And then he just repeated himself. Rest in my love. And in that moment, I all of a sudden heard and realized that I was busy and coming back trying to prove my love to God. That I was doing this because I love God. Like, I was working hard for the Lord, you know. And he said, let me love you. He was saying, that was all about my strength, right? He said, let me love you. Let me heal you. Let me comfort you. Let me restore you, refresh you, inspire you, strengthen you, renew you, guide you and keep you. See, all those things are part of God's love for us. That's who he is. And I mean, that's not an exhaustive list by any means. Everything everything else that I was doing at that point was just really about my energies and my effort. I know that he did not despise my heart, my intent, but it really was about my way. And I really recognized how much of the culture I live in I was participating in a spiritual way. And it really was pride that I was pushing through to do more. But his ways are higher and so different from that. Rest in my love. Be still and know that I'm God. So what I want to do with this morning is let's go to Psalm 46, where we get that line, be still and know that I am God. But we're going to look at it from the Passion Translation. And I just encourage you right now, if you need to, take a deep breath, let it out, and just relax and rest in the Word as we go through it. And I'm going to start by the introduction that I haven't got up there. And it says, for the pure and shiny one, by prophetic singers of Korah's clan. I'll stop there and think about that. Do you realize when we are worshiping, when we're singing, we're not doing a sing song. We're not just liking to sing a couple of songs together. We're worshiping. And as we worship, as we sing Jehovah Jireh, we're prophesying. We're declaring into the earth. And so I encourage you from now on, when we're worshiping together, just to let yourself enjoy and worship, but do it with intent, knowing prophetic words are coming forth. It goes on to say, a prophetic song to the melody of hidden things. When we sing the word of God, we're revealing the hidden things, eh? So let's start here. God, you're such a safe and powerful place to find refuge, to find rest. You're a proven help in time of trouble, more than enough and always available whenever I need you. Would you say we live in a time of trouble? And he is more than enough when we need him. So we will never fear, even if every structure of support were to crumble away. We'll not fear even when the earth shakes and quakes and shakes, moving mountains and casting them into the sea. For the raging roar of stormy winds and crashing waves cannot erode our faith. Pause in his presence, or Selah. Take a moment and rest in that. God has a constant flowing river whose sparkling streams bring joy and delight to his people. Let's read that again. God has a constantly flowing river whose sparkling streams bring joy and delight to his people. Hello, that's you. His river flows right through the city of God Most High into his holy dwelling places. Where does God dwell today? In us. You see, it doesn't say a holy dwelling place. It says places. It is a prophetic word that speaks to you right now. He dwells in you. His river is flowing to his holy dwelling places. And it says it brings joy and delight. God is in the midst of his city, secure and never shaken. At daybreak, his help will be seen with the appearing of dawn. Anybody see the dawn this morning? Mm-hmm. Right? Yeah. Right? His help is already there, waiting for us. When nations are in an uproar with their tottering kingdoms, oh my, does that sound prophetic? With their tottering kingdoms, God simply raises his voice and the earth begins to disintegrate before him. Here he comes, the commander, the mighty God of angel armies is on our side. The God of Jacob fights for us. Pause in his presence. Selah, think about that. Meditate on that. I love that part. Here he comes, the commander, The mighty Lord of angel armies is on our side. It doesn't matter if the earth is shaking, if the kingdoms are falling and tottering. Our God is for us, and we can rest in his love, in his presence. Everyone, look, come and see the breathtaking wonders of our God, for he brings both ruin and revival. Think about that. The things that are of man are coming to ruin, and the revival is coming. I had my own personal experience of that when he revealed my own attempts versus his reviving attempts. He's the one who makes conflicts end throughout the earth, breaking and burning every weapon of war. Here's our scripture. It says, be still, but it says here, I love this. Surrender your anxiety. Be still and stop your striving, and you will see that I am God. I'm the God above all the nations. I will be exalted through the whole earth. We sang that this morning. Be exalted. Here he stands. The commander, the mighty God of angel armies is on our side. The God of Jacob fights for us. Pause in his presence. They must think on that. Earlier we looked at how God feels about rest. We see that right from the beginning, rest is something that's important. He rested from all his work, and he blessed that day, and he made it holy. And Jesus himself modeled the same thing. I love this picture. He modeled for us, resting in God's love. He stopped. He got away. And when he got away, there were things that were happening. How many times I have to press this? There we go. He got away to prepare for a major task. And we see where he went out to the desert and he fasted and he prayed. And when he came back, he was filled with the Holy Spirit. He had the Holy Spirit, but now he's filled and he moved into ministry. They went and got away when they had needed to recharge after hard work. And that's, you know what, when he sent the disciples out to minister and they came back and they were so excited about all that had happened, even the demons, you know, had healed and cast out demons and that. But Jesus showed them something. He took them away afterwards for a time of rest. He got away to rest, to work through his grief. And we know that when John the Baptist, his cousin, was beheaded, he was grieved. And he got away and rested in the Lord's love and worked through his grief. Before making any important decisions, this was right at the beginning of his ministry, he went away. And the Lord had time with the Lord and he rested. And when he came back, he chose the 12 apostles. And then all throughout the scriptures, we see where he gets away to pray. It says he went away to pray, to spend time alone, to rest in the Lord's presence. Jesus is resting in God's love. He modeled it for us. And it wasn't too long ago that Ralph shared about the Good Shepherd. And the Good Shepherd calls us away, calls us like sheep to lay down in green pastures. And again, we're going to look at this scripture from the Passion Translation. It says, the Lord is my best friend and my shepherd. I always have more than enough. That's his love for us. Know my love. He's still a know I'm God. He offers a resting place for me in his luxurious love. I love that sentence. A resting place in it. It's not just his luxurious love. Everything he does is abundantly. His tracks take me to an oasis of peace, the quiet brook of bliss. There's where he restores and revives my life. He opens before me pathways to God's pleasure and leads me along his footsteps of righteousness so that I can bring honor to his name. The Lord, oh Lord, even when your path takes me through the valley of deepest darkness, fear will never conquer me, for you are, for you already have. You remain close to me and lead me through it all the way. Your authority is my strength and my peace. And comfort of your love takes me away my fear. And I am never alone, for you are always near me. When we think about Jesus as our good shepherd, when we think about how he modeled it, even his last words were, "It is finished." His work complete as he went from the cross to the grave and rose again. It is a finished work. When we look at Jesus here and he says this, he offers a resting place for me in his luxurious love. Are you stopping and taking a moment? Are you stopping and taking a day or time to rest, not only physically, but emotionally and mentally and spiritually in the love of God? For when we rest, we find the blessing. So the call is for us all, not just me, but all of us, to come. Let's come rest in my love. Amen? Amen. Well, why don't you stand with me? Or you can keep sitting if you want to keep resting. And let us pray. Father, we come before you, and we are so grateful and thankful who you are. You're the God who loves us, who cares for us. And when we think of what Jesus did for us, how can we deny this love? So, Father, where we've been anxious or striving or just working too hard, we lay it down now and enter into the rest of your love. Thank you, Lord, that we may come out the other side refreshed and restored and moving in the direction that you are guiding and leading us. Father, again, we thank you. We give you glory and praise in your precious name. And all the saints said, Amen. Go blessed, folks. Rest in his love. Enjoy the rest of the week. And we will see you next week.